The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-600-8192. That's 800-600-8192. 800-600-8192.
Solar roof, you got one yet? You have the new solar roof from Tesla?
No, I do not.
No?
Mm-mm.
But you're a homeowner.
Yes, I am.
Don't you want free money? You can save lots of money by buying a solar roof, and you could save the planet.
Actually, it wouldn't save me money. Planet. It would cost me a lot to put a solar roof on, and I wouldn't make my money back for about 30 years.
That's interesting.
So, you must be doing the math wrong.
Yeah, you probably do the math wrong. I spent some time breaking down the actual math from the actual website. Their numbers, by the way. To see if the solar roof would make any sense for you, check it out. If you think a roof can't be sexy, think again. Elon Musk has announced Tesla's new solar roof, and everyone I know is talking about it. They're sleek, they're green, they're super durable, and they come in four designs. Smooth, textured, slate, and Tuscan. Tesla even makes the guarantee that their glass solar tiles are so durable they are warranted for the lifetime of your house, or infinity, whichever comes first. Lucky for you, you can reserve your new Tesla solar roof for a mere $1,000 right now. But there are a couple things to consider before you take out your credit card. Like the house from A Christmas Story. Let's imagine for a second that the Parker family still resides in this house, and Ralphie wants a Tesla solar roof for Christmas instead of a Red Ryder BB gun for some reason. By submitting their address, 3159 West 11th Street, Cleveland, Ohio, into Tesla's solar roof calculator, we can find out how much a new Tesla solar roof would cost Ralphie. Elon Musk stated that the new Tesla solar roof would actually cost less to manufacture and install than a traditional roof. Electricity, he said, is just a bonus. Let's see if that's true for Ralphie. The upfront cost of the Tesla solar roof would be $51,500. Stop for a moment and think about a working-class family like Ralphie's spending $50,000 up front for a fancy glass roof. If one were to re-roof a typical 2,000-square-foot home, the cost would be about $12,000 to $15,000. In this case, the Tesla solar roof is over three times more expensive than your average roof. Now, you'll also need the Powerwall battery Tesla wants to sell you. That's another $7,000. So how do you even make an argument for this? Almost $60,000 for a roof. Well, Ralphie's roof starts with your money, namely a government-subsidized solar tax credit of $16,000. That brings the actual cost of Ralphie's new roof to just $42,500. But you better hurry up, Ralphie. That tax credit drops from 30% in 2018 to 26% in 2020 to 22% in 2021 to 0% in 2022. And that tax credit is oh so critical because while the Tesla roof does generate electricity, supposedly for infinity, the total amount it's projected to produce is $43,300. You may remember that number as far less than the total amount the system costs. It's only with the government tax giveaway that the roof will technically pay for itself after three decades. Grand total benefit? $800, or 27 magical dollars per year. Remember, these numbers are not coming from skeptics. These are the flowery solar roof estimates coming from the company selling them. A lot could happen in 30 years. Ralphie will be 76. Mrs. Parker will most likely be dead. The sun could explode, rendering the Tesla solar roof obsolete completely. And I guess we'd all be dead. Fudge! So is the cost of a Tesla solar roof really worth it to light the leg lamp? It might be if Ralphie and the Parkers can stick it out for another 30 years, not move, receive free upgrades for life from Tesla, have nothing unforeseen happen, and have the estimates actually be accurate. Of course, the property taxes would also have to stay the same, which they will not. You see, when you throw 60 grand of magic glass on the roof of your $200,000 house, your taxes go up and easily devour the supposed benefits of having the roof in the first place. Not to mention the interest and the opportunity costs lost by giving up all of that money up front. Where else could you have invested that cash? Elon Musk even admitted that this is true. The economics are not yet compelling where housing and utility costs are low and property taxes are high. And amazingly, Ralphie actually does better than a lot of people. A friend of mine used the Tesla calculator to generate how much a solar roof would cost him and got some shocking numbers. The roof alone would cost over $100,000 and set him back with a net cost of $7,400 over 30 years. Even the Tesla website itself is actually telling him he's screwed. So to review, the Tesla solar roof looks pretty cool, but that might be its best feature. While this is really great technology that will probably be worthwhile someday, you basically have to be an activist, a billionaire, or both to install one today. And Elon Musk is now dating Amber Heard. Their union makes perfect sense. She's hot and young, and he's a gazillionaire. But a word to the wise, Elon, be wary. Amber may look sleek and sexy, but she'll just take all your money. In many ways, Amber Heard is Tesla's solar roof.
That's disrespectful. Mm. That's really disrespectful with the relationship. Wow. Mm-hmm. Kind of amazing, though. I mean, you know, this is Tesla does this stuff pretty much better than anybody. I mean, if you know, we're obviously fans. I mean, I like their products. I think they're cool looking. I think they it is kind of cool what they're doing with technology. But number one, the tax credits need to stop. It's insanity that this we would just be like, oh, well, we like this company better than another one, so they get all this free money. That's ridiculous. And number two, you got to realize that we're not there yet. Jeffy, are you calculating something over there? Do you have a calculator? What's going on? Are you calculating your solar roof?
Yes, I am. I'm trying to figure out if I can actually put one on.
I don't think they can put it on.
I can get a panel.
Well, I don't think they can put it on cardboard, though.
Oh, yeah. Now,
you can't install it. It's too heavy for cardboard.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Jeffy.
Hmm. Oh, well.
You still have that nice refrigerator box you found?
X out of that one.
kind of amazing.
No, I was actually looking. I heard a story. I was trying to find exactly where it talks about it to get the numbers right. But in the Southwest, with the heat wave going on, it talked about how the solar panels were creating less energy. Because once the heat gets up over, and I don't remember the exact temperature. That's what I was looking for. I think they said it. Once it gets up over 110, maybe 116 was somewhere in there was the max. And then after that, every degree drops
the efficiency
of the soil, so they lose a bunch. It was pretty amazing.
Because you think you could just why not coat the desert where there's nothing going on?
It's just not there yet.
It's not there.
Right.
It's getting there.
I guess it is, but we've been saying that for a long time.
Yeah, it has, though, dropped in cost considerably. But you know, but it's not. It's not ready. It's not ready.
And if you start, it's really not.
So again, if you're a billionaire, if you're Elon Musk, you're an activist, where you say, I want to spend $30,000 right now to make a statement,
or you want to be off the grid.
Or you want to be off the grid? Could be.
And you want to be off the grid permanently. Like, you know, Glenn built that house on his ranch, and he wanted to be off the grid, and he had to be because there was no grid there.
No, it's in the middle of nowhere.
So, you know, so he put in this really complex, really high tech system, and it just doesn't work.
The best
doesn't
available
work, right? doesn't work. Yeah. It's the best available. It doesn't work.
Now, it's of course not the best available anymore, which is one of the big issues with solar right now. Is you buy something today, in 3 years, there's going to be something better. Tesla did try to address that there, which is they said basically they will fix anything that's broken with the newer technology. They call it an infinity warranty.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Which is, Tesla's a good company in a lot of ways.
Yeah, they are.
You know, and I kind of root for them because, look, we all would love to not be dependent on Middle East oil. We all would love to if there was an issue with global warming, hey, great. If we can solve it and make this better, fantastic.